I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up, man? This episode 53 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Yeah.
To my right, we got Big Homie Cookie. She got the boobs out. Do this one time. Do this one.
Cycle for the camera.
Go off, Steve.
It's up. Damn, the motherfuckers look delicious. Stina.
Hola.
They made a concert effort. Neither of them wore bras today. They made a concert
effort.
It was a concerted effort. It's like foot bras.
It's summertime.
Too hot.
Almost.
Spring.
Almost.
Summer.
Same shit.
It is March.
Same shit.
Summer.
Big homie Stina in the building. How you doing?
Nah, I do. Out here. Doing what's supposed to be done, when it's supposed to be done, how it's supposed to be done.
Big dick nigga and shit.
Big dick in it. Yeah. I didn't
even remember. Weird ass shit.
Big
I can't believe
dick in it.
I can't believe I repeated it. Anyway.
That's
what. Pause.
I mean, but if you big dick in it, that means you're
shut
doing what
the
needs to
fuck
get done.
Up. Shut up.
That means you're doing what needs to get done.
No, that's not. You just made that shit up.
I did. Just like Webster and all them other niggas. I absolutely did.
Just made that shit up, man.
All right.
Kansas City in the building.
Kansas City.
Where you from, Cookie?
The building.
Decatur.
Decatur, where's Grady?
Yeah.
I was 6 in the morning. Yeah. You know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to my left, we got Big Homie Cash.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yeah, Cash, you know what's going on.
Throat Baby.
I'm trying to...
The most romantic song about fucking the mouth of all time.
Literally.
So.
Yes, Sirski, man. So I appreciate all the homies coming, kicking it with me for episode 53 of the Big Homie's House. So let's get into the porch where we talk about different topics going on, what's going on in pop culture and society. So... let me get back into my notes. There we go. All right, so we just found out that Texas is wide the fuck open.
She wide open.
Wide open. She opened like a hooker on All-Star Weekend. It's about to be
hey,
up.
Hey, did that pass
already? On Skid Row, okay?
I don't want to hit no hoes on Skid Row.
I'm just saying, but they open. Everything open.
Everything is open. So is we visiting Houston or Dallas anytime soon?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I kicked it, you know, during the parabola last year in Houston.
The what?
The parabola, the panoramic.
The Panasonic.
The Panani.
The Pyrotechnic.
Pangea.
All that
I kicked
shit.
It there last year for like 3 weeks or whatever. It was cool. But my thing is, I pick and choose when I want to wear my mask. Now you're gonna have the Karens out here literally causing havoc because they like, well, they said you don't got to wear a mask the whole time. You a private business. You can enforce people to wear a motherfucking mask in your shit.
See, you used to wear a mask in here.
I know, but I was scared, nigga. It was early in the game.
Man, she was in this motherfucker. She was the only one.
Literally, I didn't have like 30-some COVID tests. And they all been nigga. I'm like, all right, well, I'm clearly
you
doing something.
You took 30 COVID tests?
Bro, I was working for, you know, so I had to.
God damn.
Where'd you go?
She's working for the city.
I'm working for the city. Oh. They sent us somewhere.
Because CVS said you just drive through and do it up.
Come
yourself.
On to VS.
I ain't took a COVID test, yes. I probably had that motherfucker, but I'm just
I ain't going to lie. I feel like a hell of a motherfucker that had it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you because it affects people.
But just the thought of them sticking that shit up my nose.
I do it myself.
I'm going to say they make you do it.
That's why your shit was negative. We don't know. You probably wasn't even doing that shit right.
I did go. I was crying after.
Yeah, they do. They make you do it yourself.
I tough it out.
They don't even do it for you. They do it. You do it yourself.
I seen somebody online that had Tourette's trying to get a COVID test.
Oh, no.
He go with the bullshit.
I shit you not. I'm not lying. There was, like, the nurse was trying to do that shit, and the motherfucker was like, yeah, fucking cut. Yeah. I was like, yes, shit you.
But I don't think you're going to be able to take that.
They had to chill. They had to wait till like it chilled down because it come in spurts. So it's not the same way all day.
If you only yelling bitch, that's not Tourette.
No. They were like. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
you act like, okay, so now I'm the bad guy.
You're not the bad guy.
You close to it, but we ain't calling you the one. You sound like South Park.
Exactly like Beavis.
But yeah, they was trying to get a COVID test and they had Tourette's, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be hilarious.
Texas wide open, that's gonna be a problem.
Shout out to Texas, man. I just love Texas.
Yeah.
So shit, you about to go back. You about to get that Texas money.
I'm about to go to Texas.
I fuck with Texas strongly.
Yeah. Texas do what need to be done. I fuck with Texas. Especially Houston.
I know everybody finna come to Atlanta when they can.
What's up?
God damn. Okay.
Yes. They weren't expecting that.
I wasn't.
She got the yammy yams. How you doing?
I'm good.
Miss Bonnie Ali.
Hey.
You good?
Yes.
Is you drinking today?
Nah. I can't do it.
Oh, okay. You was tipsy last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got you.
All right.
Well, school then. We a family. You ain't got to sit at the end of the table like you a black sheep.
Come on, black sheep.
Bunny.
Black sheep.
Come on in.
How you doing today? You good?
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about Texas being wide open. They getting their clearances back to have everything back to normal.
Not
in Texas.
Clearances. No, they open up.
Yeah, he said statewide.
Yeah, statewide. No mask.
Everybody.
No mask. Everybody. No nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything open.
Yeah,
I'm talking about 100%. Clubs.
He made it 100%.
Yeah, he even tweeted. I don't know what's up with
yes,
these officials tweeting before
like
they
shit.
Do some shit.
I don't want my governor tweet.
Yeah, I
don't like
get off
shit.
Of
Why
Twitter.
Why you on Twitter?
It's other stuff you need to be worried about.
I don't like that.
Like getting us this $2,000.
I didn't believe Trump was tweeting. I swear to God, I did not.
Bro, that was that
no,
man.
That's, I did not believe
that. That's yeah. Reality TV king.
He old as fuck. I cannot.
No, Trump. You know why I know that's Trump tweeting? Because that nigga like attention.
That's reality
I
TV
just,
king.
Man, that shit's just weird to me. Is that old ass white man like?
Reality TV king. You gotta remember, he was on WWE. What are you talking about? He lived
was.
For all 20 that.
20 years ago.
Yeah, but he lived for all of that. That's
I
what he
loved
to do.
He was entertaining. He's
very.
He was weak. He'll have me over here
and
rolling.
It ain't nothing changed. It's just a title. He was the president.
Trump was on wrestling getting Stone Cold Stunner and shit.
Literally hit with fucking chairs and shit. Yeah.
I remember that. I'm like, y'all let this nigga go.
I do kind of, I ain't gonna lie, man. That was some drama I miss in my life.
That was a good time. That was a good time to
well, the other thing, when they say they finna blow up the Capitol, because hit Trump Towers, what, March 4th? There
yeah,
were rooms
tomorrow.
Like $1,300
yeah,
right
that
now.
Is tomorrow.
I saw that shit. Oh,
so if,
well, we
so,
in Atlanta.
Yeah, they got nothing to do with
so if we if next week that shit happened and this shit come out, we ain't had shit to do with
it. I have a bitch
no,
ass
I
to do
just,
it.
No, I just read it. Right here. In Atlanta.
In Atlanta looking
in
for
Atlanta.
Throat babies.
Atlanta.
Looking for throat babies in Atlanta.
Throat babies in Atlanta.
You feel me? So yeah, shout out to Texas. We trying to get like y'all because I'm trying to be outside this summer.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I think outside is gonna be a option. Everything is gonna be close to open. I don't think nothing's gonna shut back down again.
No, they need some
niggas
money.
Can't lose no money. Nigga, yeah. This is the best. I don't even want to say the best economy been, but people been spending more money now than they ever spent.
I don't understand why the wig's gone. Everybody say ain't got no
what?
Job, ain't got no money. Every time I try to buy a wig,
classy is so
gone.
Talking about everybody in Tulum.
So but y'all just mad? Y'all mad because the wigs and the classy?
I was mad
gone.
As shit. I'm like, bitches said they don't have no money. There's no wigs. So how is there no wigs, but y'all don't got no money? I can't
because
buy
they spent it on the
no
make it make sense.
Make it make
sense.
Sense.
Y'all have no money, no jobs. Y'all got fired. Y'all got let go. But there's no 24 inches.
You
nowhere.
Got think the girls was making an extra $600 a week. So if your
yeah,
unemployment
where you
was three something,
though? Where are you wearing it?
Online. OnlyFans.
You got OnlyFans if I say
but
so.
But bitch,
know?
I wear my braids. So you can't find no wig.
I'm just saying.
Been outside.
Atlanta ain't never really closed.
Atlanta never.
No, we not. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Atlanta ain't never really closed.
From here.
Yeah. Atlanta never really closed.
Well, Atlanta probably closed maybe like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2-3 weeks.
In March.
When it first started.
It was a good month.
Yeah, so maybe a month when the shit first started. Because niggas was cool being inside.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
right.
we ain't got nowhere to go.
Niggas was really still outside even though they said
bruh,
outside.
I went to hella restaurants and they're like, yeah, you can order food to go, but while you wait, you can get a hookah and a drink. Like, man,
what's the point?
Exactly. I'm going to eat my shit here. Like, literally, that's what Atlanta was the entire pandemic. So, I don't never feel like Atlanta really
closed. I started going out to restaurants in, like, September, October, and that shit was nice. Nobody was there.
Well, mm-hmm. I started going around
in
March.
It was empty. So, I can't
so y'all
going.
Going back to the movie theaters?
No. Maybe if it's empty. I like empty shit.
Nah, but
I do like
Mexico
empty shit.
When got it was cloth. Empty, that shit was lit. I had a great time, and nobody was there.
In Mexico?
Yes. We're doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
What you was doing in Mexico?
I thought they closed down at a certain
hell
time.
Hell no, I went to Mexico straight up to the resorts. It was nice.
Damn.
I just asked you if you want. Did I say that shit?
You did.
I asked
I'm
you.
I'm going to think about
I love it.
It.
I was
go ahead.
Y'all that shit be lit.
You was wrong
like
at.
You did it last time.
People
no.
I
don't
keep pool.
I ain't gonna lie.
Just,
no, you went to an HBC or no? Or you went to a college? Oh, okay.
My dad.
She went to
Valdosta
State.
I'm just trying to tell you, spring break with an HBCU.
Yeah.
It's always cracking. It is not
yeah.
empty at all. Like
speaking of people getting live on camera,
what's
talk about this T.I. and Tiny thing.
Oh, man. All right. Listen, I really, really feel like, you know. So what I read, basically.
What did you hear and what you read?
They was telling people, basically, to come into this house or into this function, you got to take these certain drugs. So at that point in time, after you take those drugs, you consent to coming in the house. Not to what happens. I don't know about that. However, now it's coming back to where he was just drugging underage girls.
Allegedly.
Or allegedly. That's what I'm saying. It's all alleged.
I don't know about it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't either. I don't know nothing. All I'm saying is what I read.
Her nigga, the nigga she used to fuck with was a street nigga, so that make her look lame as fuck to be saying they was doing this and that. The chick is saying all this shit.
You talking about Sabrina?
The one that started it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know nothing.
It's a hell of a drug, you know, nowadays, so you really don't know what's real or fake. Right, everybody grown, but honestly, the moment you say no is no, regardless if you're grown or not.
That's just where it crossed, yeah, because I don't know, but like, I don't know why you invite bitches to your crib to take drugs and shit.
I mean, do you not know what the industry is about?
Drugs are fun. No,
but I'm only getting
the industry is literally that.
What are you about to say?
It's a party pet, man.
Yeah.
No, you got to be careful, though, for this exact reason.
I mean,
you gotta know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, everybody gotta be careful. Exactly. Both parties need to be careful. But I'm not gonna meet nobody and just be like, yeah, come with me, because this bitch could be an option.
I mean, that's the whole point of groupies, though.
And the groupies.
Well, T.I., I'll go with them, because T.I. and Tiny, I'll gladly go to their motherfucking house.
Ah, we'll go off.
And do what?
Oh, we're gonna turn up.
You gonna give T.I. that booty?
Give him what? Nigga, please. None of that.
You so stupid.
I'll
you
take say, Tiny, but T.I.
You're not going to let T.I. beat?
He can sit back and watch.
You're not going to let... So you're going to fuck Tiny, but not T.I.?
Not Tiny, but yeah. T.I., no.
That's weird as fuck.
He can sit back and watch.
Damn. That's weird.
Weird.
He can sit back and watch.
I mean, honestly, what, that's
so,
a lot
so
of people
Tiny,
not
So Tiny just make your pussy open. Thrive so much.
Something like that.
You got a celebrity crush on Tiny?
No.
Wait, what is we getting at here?
I'll take Tiny, but T.I., he can sit back and watch. If I fuck with a female, it ain't none of that threesome niggas topping in, none of that. The nigga, he can sit back and watch, but I don't like all that.
The extraness.
So, exactly. So you exciting, but you're not that exciting.
I like to be
here for the vibes.
Tease? How the fuck you teasing? You fucking his girl. You're not teasing at that point. You fucking.
She's saying fuck him. He can just watch.
That's like saying, yeah, I'm going to give you the McRib, but you can't get no fries with it. What the fuck? I can't get the meal?
You can get the McRib without the sauce.
Watch your bitch eat.
Just a piece of meat. That's it.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no bread on that sandwich either, but shit.
You can fuck with it, though.
Yeah, ain't no fries or no bread. Ain't no drink either. You just gonna eat a McRib meat.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. How many times I done seen, like, a girl and her dude together, and then she start messing with a girl, and the dude think he gonna be fucking with him, and then it's really not that situation.
Oh, he get curved out the whole threesome?
The whole thing.
What they do that at?
I promise you. I host a couple, and I see the plays happening.
This happens in the club?
This happens at brunch.
Story time. Come on, give it to
right
me.
In broad like daylight.
Don't feel like you're going to use your bitch to get no play. Yeah. I will use your bitch and you won't come nowhere
in,
near me.
At all.
That's what it is. Don't try to use her.
I like fucking with a female that got a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I like to tease the nigga about it, like, hey.
But at the end of the day, his female.
Bitch, it be like,
you should do that.
Yeah. I can't help it. I like that shit to tease the nigga, like, yeah, I'm fucking with your bitch.
I see it all the time.
Can a nigga at least watch
it all the time?
That's what I like to do. I can't sell your ass, bitch, and tease him about it.
I mean, it's easy.
Grow up. You childish as fuck.
It's easy, though. So
have you done this, too?
I haven't done it. I've seen it.
Have you done this?
No. Both of them. I don't care.
Oh, you going to fuck both of them? All right, we appreciate the one adult in the room. Okay.
I'm fucking with him. But I know what she's saying, because I don't like when niggas try to use that girl to try to get some play. Fuck you. Yeah.
That'd be the real shit. Niggas be lame as fuck, though.
Yeah,
Cap
fuck
is
you.
Real.
You're not. Fuck her. She's not finna.
So it don't work when she come either?
No, it don't, bitch. No. Come to me if you want me.
Wait, so who gotta come to you first?
Whoever want me. Don't
what if they both want you?
Then come as a conglomerate. Yeah, don't
come as a unit.
Yeah, yeah
really, that's really the plan.
That's real.
Y'all both need to talk to me. He's sitting back like he a pimp. Fuck him if he can't speak.
That's real.
Hell no.
That's real than a motherfucker.
Yeah, actually. He can't speak.
So, I mean, I was doing my Googles before the show today, right? And I was doing my Googles, and I was like, damn, so how do we come across this song, Throat Baby? And it was kind of like almost the same story.
Yes. Oh, nah, see, my story a little different.
Tell me how your story started.
So they was best friends already, but they had kind of like got into it over some shit. One started trying to get the other one fucking with me, and so she could still fuck with me. So goddamn
hating assholes.
What happened?
Since the beginning of time.
we got cool, and then like we ain't never did nothing like that.
So was this like your friend or somebody you was, like was trying to get at?
Like, nah. This is like my, them like my dog.
Your homegirl.
So this is your folks, your best friend.
Now we had this conversation before. If you got a best friend, you let your best friend get some pussy. Let me say that. Go ahead.
So we locked in. So shit, when it happened, it just happened. And me personally, I'm a pleaser. You feel what I'm saying? Like I like the more so pleaser woman. I ain't really like head like that. So every time I get some head, I'll be like,
wait, whoa, pause.
You know, time out. Stand up nigga.
Time out. So the nigga that made the song, Throat Baby, right, don't like getting his dicks up.
Nah, wow. that was the point of me making the song. Like, it was so good that I had to make a song. I'm like, damn, this is the first time.
Did she know the song was about?
I sent the text message when I came up with the shit. I sent it to her, like, sexy little bitch. I wrote, I said, I made a hard ass song about you. But
damn, this is true life, real life.
Yeah,
I made a song about a bitch.
Every time I hear the song, damn. Did he tell her?
Nah, she got the text message, but I think her nigga had ended up getting the.
Her nigga?
He intercepted the message.
It's layers to the
side. I ended up getting blocked. So he ended up blocking me, but so this how the second part came about though. So I'm at Gresham Park, you know what I'm saying? I pick up the other girl, we at Gresham Park, I'm chilling. We in back of the Sprinter with her, whatnot. She heard the song, she like, oh yeah, this shit hard. She ended up giving me even crazier head. And she just looked me in my eyes when I was blessing. She just looked up and I'm knitting, and then it was just like, I had to make another verse because the song wasn't never good.
Like, so this song is based off of two girls then?
Yeah, it's based off two girls.
Wow. Best friends.
Wow, they friends.
I fuck with that.
They friends. They partners.
I'm so glad I learned the backstory because that's all I wanted to know. Did he tell her this was for you?
Oh, yeah. Nah, for sure. I said it. I'm like, I sent the text message. Like, I just made a hard-ass song about you.
Okay.
Damn. I ain't gonna lie. I done had a couple songs made about me, but not about no throw baby. Like, that shit.
No, what song been made about you?
That's some toxic shit. This bitch crazy. You know, regular shit. Niggas
this bitch weird. Bust my windows out.
I ain't bust no windows, but you know.
This bitch just punched me in the face.
Called excessively, whatever.
This bitch just punched me in the face.
It
broke my nose.
It is in the past.
It was inspiration, though. Like, at its finest.
Inspiration. I love the way you type that shit to art.
That shit.
Niggas talk that shit to art. Like,
that's how you supposed to do. You supposed to paint the picture as of what we're going
on. That ain't the only thing that got painted.
Okay, clearly.
Faces got painted, too.
Because he said pay your bills.
Art of the throat. Was it the throat or the face?
This nigga, if you in jail, bitch.
A little bit of both.
Who is this? Jesus. I picture that when I hear the song, I be picturing literally a playground in the bitch throat, and the motherfuckers is just in there like kicking it.
Like, baby,
like, let me come
play in
your throat. Like, it's a whole slip and slide.
My next question is, if somebody inspires a ballad like that, and the shit goes on to be super, like, impressive, and shit goes on to break records,
like,
do they need a plaque?
Do they need a cut? Or need a plaque?
But see, that stopped after I got blocked.
Oh, so she blocked her own
her
nigga blocked her blessing.
I definitely would have unblocked
her. I definitely
would have
been like,
about?
Look, I'm finna shoot you something. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I definitely shoot
that's,
you. Like,
so does she, nothing. Like, she, did she block her royalties off that song? Like, could she have got royalties off Throat Baby?
Nah, she ain't got no royalties because everything with me.
Yeah. But a plaque. She could have
got
a plaque.
She could have got some money off. Damn, sis. You
crazy.
Let your nigga fumble your bag.
Exactly. I blocked my
niggas ruined everything.
I was like, everybody is looking like, who is this girl? Like, everybody want to find. Well, everybody want to know who it is.
Are they like regular, degular girls? Like, are these some industry chicks? Like,
or
these?
Is they like they the lit chicks?
She a CNA?
What is that?
Ain't really too regular.
She a nerd.
Oh, so they
clearly
okay.
They not regular. They got a song about it.
Yeah, they not regular at this point.
Clearly,
you not regular either though. Because when we had Travis Porter in here, Strap was there like, yeah, you know, shit, Cash is the homie, shit.
Yeah, you not either. So. I was with them for a minute.
Like, when they first started, like, that's my cousin. So
yeah.
It's just like, shit. When they was on the road, I was back in the day, goddamn, writing, doing a lot of shit back then.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's big fat.
So you've been around the potential throat babies.
Yeah, I done been on the tour, but I done been everywhere.
I think they throat babies.
I think they are. They are throat.
I'm talking about the women that.
I don't think they be sucking dick like they are.
Okay, well, you know what? Cookie,
you got a song made about you, sister.
Cookie, is you the throat goat? Tell us.
I can get down, but I don't think every bitch is sucking dick like that. long as you get your mouth on, nah, she's gonna just this do what this way, you
this can. Way. This is the professional. She is a professional.
I'm not no professional dick sucker. Shut your ass up.
You a professional mattress actress.
The way you talking. Come on, mattress.
You see, look what she's doing. Like, no. Look what she's doing.
My
do it again.
You put that motherfucker in the titties and suck
it
at the same time.
Cash, zoom in. Do it again.
Fuck you.
It's going on OnlyFans.
I got my nails for this.
You got what?
My nails done for this.
I just seen a whole visual. Like, I just visualized
about titties now.
Nah, I'm a titty man.
Wow, really?
You don't like titties?
That surprises me.
I like titties, though. Like, wow. I like sucking on titties.
Really? Wow. I just started like.
What a surprise.
No, man, I like titties.
You don't like it? He a titty man. Wow, how you feel? How you feel?
We not the same. He built different. He built because I like ass and I like my dick.
But I like that I can get both. Yeah, I do like that.
Cause,
ass okay. and titties.
Okay.
Straight
ass
up.
Ass and titties. Hey, ass and
do
titties.
Do that again.
Ass,
yeah,
that shit just get that motion, bro. Like,
yeah,
cool. Stop pull, just, pull just one out.
No,
I tried.
No,
I tried.
Tried harder.
You said you gotta subscribe to the OF.
Yeah,
subscribe to the OF. What's your OF?
I do them every day though. I be blessing folks on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, cause I don't see why not.
That's like a bill. That's like a monthly bill for me.
Nah, I'm different. I'd rather just give whatever.
See,
yo.
You just stubborn.
You rather do what?
I gotta see what
you know what I'd rather do. I told you. What's your, like, if your OnlyFans is what, $8 a month, I'll give you $8 for one picture. You getting over on me.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I want you every
all
day.
All I'm getting is one picture?
$8 are all access to her content.
I need you here every day to give me some money. I need to talk to you every day. You need to be here for a month. I need to be
you're getting over on me. I'm giving you $8 a month.
Every day,
well,
give me my $8 and I need to talk to you every day so I can get some more.
No.
Yes.
How much you make off the OnlyFans?
The real shit, it don't even really be on the page, bro. You gotta go to the DMs
exactly.
and get that and buy
you're
that
not
exclusive.
Getting nothing
like,
on
I
the
be
page.
Buying the exclusive. Dang,
so you got an OnlyFans account?
Yo.
Like, you got one on your own or you got one when you subscribe to
people?
He subscribes. On mine.
Oh, okay. Go yeah. off then.
What you trying to do, man? What you,
I'm just asking, so what you look for?
What
you look for when you got an OnlyFans?
Hold on. So you said you was about to get an OnlyFans.
No, I got one. I was about to post a little video on that, but then I was like, you know what? I ain't really going to do it like that. Because I really was going to post the video.
No, don't.
You
don't.
Patrol, so baby.
Yeah, I want my
right. So listen, what do you look for when you on OnlyFans? Like, what do you, when you on OnlyFans, like, subscribing to motherfuckers? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Cause you don't like your getting your dick stuck, and you don't
I
you
just,
love titties.
I be like, I like to see shit. I be wanting to visualize when I'm
you
getting
into. You
want to
see titties?
Yeah,
that's why I'm here.
I like to look at the lips on the pussy. I like to look at all that.
Wow.
So you like pictures and videos?
I like booty.
Let me
like
know.
Both
I thought
she don't
be on her.
I just said I like
booty.
I just said I just said I like booty hole. I didn't say I be
you
subscribing
like
to booty
hole. You want her to spread the cheeks?
You be subscribing to booty hole.
I don't subscribe, but
so
I'll be
what
like,
do you subscribe to?
I don't have it on.
What
fans.
If I'm spreading? Oh,
okay.
You said what? You said what? Yes. Cash App ready. Zell, what's up? My homeboy said he
wants. We like a trans accent.
I got a homeboy.
On Big
I got a homeboy that said he like booty hole too. So shit, we gonna do it through
him. I got a partner that like when he tell him to send a picture, he make them spread. They he make them spread. They
I got some
fly ass
butt plug.
So look at
though.
I want to
like
see the butt plug. I want to see the balloon
I like
knot.
Mine. That shit went viral. That Dragon Ball Z butt plug went crazy. I didn't expect it.
You got it in now?
Yeah.
Wow, for real?
No.
Oh, damn, what's shit?
One thing
sure
I don't like, though, I don't like when girls be faking they sell with no dragon dicks.
Not the dragon dicks, but it's not
yeah.
realistic.
Yeah, I don't like no.
They be doing
realistic.
They be putting that fairy tale shit in here.
That's
I don't want to see
shit.
No goblin dick.
That's
like
that
this.
Hentai shit.
You into that, too?
I used to be.
You fucking weird shit.
Yeah, I used to be.
Go obsessed. I'm like, go crazy.
Be like, if you going to do that, like.
I would never put one in.
That's realistic, and I hate that fake nut shit. I don't like that.
What is that?
They got a little toy. They be nutting.
Oh yeah, you squeeze. I see
you
that.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
I be like, bro, what the fuck? Like, just get the real.
Oh, you be on
only
fans.
Don't want no real dick
though.
They
be on there.
You got a whole nigga.
So that's real.
You don't
though.
Be in there.
Nutting me? I have a cream pies out the ass now.
Is that literal? Like
yes.
literal
okay,
cream
okay.
pies out the ass?
Yes. No. Oh wait, no.
That's what I'm trying to get. Like you see my face.
I was like, what?
I meant a
yeah,
lot hard. Of cream pie
and
videos.
That
mean
he be got down. He be blessing in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, he be. Oh, y'all do it together.
Yeah,
nothing
me.
Damn.
You be wearing his ass out, huh?
No.
He wear you out.
No. Nuts.
Damn. Y'all do that shit together. How is that?
He just started doing it.
Wow.
Has he been able to quit his job off that shit?
He don't care about none of that.
Look at you. I would, too.
He just want to fuck. He don't care.
She just came back from Miami, too.
Mm-hmm. All niggas care about is money and puss.
Nah, because niggas don't care about money like that.
I'm literally trying to tell you, money and pussy run the world, but all niggas really care about, if you want to make your nigga for real happy, all he care about is money and pussy.
You got to put that motherfucker on the right way.
Oh, I know, I'm just saying, making sexy dresses up, but...
You heard the tingling?
No, what is
it? I used to take the little tingling and then take the max load.
Not the jingling.
What is a jingling?
Not the jingling. What is a jingling?
Bro, that's like... Matter of fact, when I made the song, I had gave her half a ching-a-ling, and I took the
other. Oh, it's a pill.
We need to know what a ching-a-ling is.
It's a pill.
It's a pill.
Ching-a-ling is a pill, y'all.
From where? Because Tokyo got some ching-a-ling.
You get them from the sex store.
Exactly. Tokyo got
Tokyo Valentino. That is a bomb-ass sex store, by the way. They got some dope-ass sheesh in that bitch. That's a good sex store.
Yes.
Y'all be getting down to Tokyo?
I take him to the glory hole.
I'm about to say, you know, they got rooms in there. They got showers in there. They got rooms in there.
What are you doing in Tokyo, Stina?
In there. Getting some shisha, I just told you. They got some real top tier motherfucking shisha. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Shisha? Oh, yeah.
Yes, for hookah.
That's what you need to know, hookah.
Bonnie, are you in there?
Top tier shit.
Getting down in the.
I'm not adding all. I'm not into all the toys and shit on my OnlyFans. It's just straight dick and fucking. I don't do all
like
the toys.
Do you like Tokyo? You ever been to Tokyo?
She be going crazy.
I don't do the toys.
She be cheating on the OnlyFans.
I ain't into the toys and shit.
That clit sucker be going dumb with the dick.
Dang, I seen a little picture of it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't even understand why girl get clit sucker for.
With when you
fucking. Because that is literally the main
function. You gotta have a right nigga that know how to suck that motherfucker. Like, it's a technique to.
No, while you're fucking.
But you can't do it while you, exactly.
While you're fucking that clit sucker.
You gotta know the technique on how doing this shit. It's called goddamn patience.
You can't suck, click, and fuck at the same time.
You literally can't, like, with your human body.
You put the vibrate on that motherfucker while you got down doing that motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got a question for y'all. And this is going to our next segment. Okay. Facts or cap? Facts or cap? Do men play hard to get?
Yes. No.
I do.
Yes.
I don't play hard to get.
Yes.
No. I can't just.
We're not Nick. No. Listen. Let me say this. When I say hard to get, I mean like I'm giving you the goddamn cold shoulder, but I really want you type shit. No. If I'm giving you the cold shoulder, I really don't like you.
I
do that sometimes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Cause it's like with me, like
maybe twice.
I don't even just like off the first time, my first word, I don't even just fuck a girl like that. Like I just you gotta go through your process.
Oh, you
process.
Think you smooth, nigga? Fuck you.
Oh, I'm trying to fuck
honestly, like you said, I appreciate it, honestly, because it give you something to look like. You ain't no easy-ass nigga out here going for every
easy.
Bit.
I'm easy.
I know you is. And it's okay, Kodak. I know you is, but I'm telling you, like,
but I'm easy for the women that I like. If I don't like
I'm
not even going
to
give you...
If I don't like you, if I'm in your face, I'm ready to fuck.
But I'm just saying, if a nigga in your face, of course, he don't have to like you or anything. He could just want to fuck you. But if a nigga's playing hard to get...
It's a certain word for, like, with me, if we don't have no type of connection, I can't get hard. Like, I done tried the little one day first meet type stuff. That shit don't work.
Oh, you got to actually fuck with Shorty.
I got to actually fuck with him.
Yeah, I learned that shit about myself, too. I've gotten in the room and shit just like...
You be disgusted.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I know.
I feel like sometimes a nigga mind be hornier than his dick.
Yeah.
So
they scared of it.
No, it's not scared.
They be scared.
I
ain't being scared. A motherfucker might get in there and that motherfucking smell might hit you. You be like, damn, you fine and fuck, but what the fuck
that's,
is that?
That's
damn.
Why I don't get when niggas be tripping when Shorty go to the bathroom because, like, bitch, go to the
bathroom. No, if you go to the bathroom, do it the proper way. Exactly. Don't go bird bath yourself in the sink and then come back out.
No, you shouldn't
you
be
bird. Go
honestly, you're not
shower.
Even supposed to put stuff around that area in that area.
Fuck up your
pH balance.
Exactly. Just go take a shower. That's why I'm
going to
be tripping
about
a little bag.
I have
a little bag in my car.
Really?
Yeah, straight up.
Damn, I got one in my crib. But it's
I keep
not
one in my
bag.
Car.
Man, take a shower. If we wherever we at, take a shower. Especially we at the hotel. Please don't go to that sink.
I think why people don't be taking showers is because you don't expecting that. You literally expecting to get in, have sex, whatever, and that bitch be gone.
I got some thick ass thighs.
It be the point where you be like, you trying to act like you not gonna fuck, but you know you
yeah,
gonna fuck.
Yeah, but nobody but has intimacy no more. So it's hard to kind of fade that hop in the shower type vibe. Like,
I'm not allowed that.
If you finna lay in my bed, you gotta get in the shower. If you've been outside, I don't care where you
absolutely.
In it.
Absolutely. Get that ass in the shower.
Because I don't even be in my bed like that.
But you are exactly. a different type of nigga.
And I got my
majority
soap,
of niggas don't
soap.
Give a fuck about none of that shit.
Like, y'all don't be in the bed in outside clothes.
I have my
I
own
don't
soap,
get in my,
my
bed in outside clothes.
My own body butter, my own oils. I don't want to put no fucking cocoa butter on. I need my own shit. I don't want to be dry after no shower. I keep my bag. I just shower when I leave. Times. Yeah, and I shower before I go to sleep, and then if I'm about to fuck. So at least yeah, two, can I get in the shower?
Two times. Yeah.
Can I get
same shit.
Minimum.
Yeah, I'm, bro, look, minimum. I'm, yeah, I need to get in the
minimum.
Shower.
Minimum. Atlanta be hot than a bitch.
Yeah, because you finna be you
sweating.
You, yeah, like okay. If you leave, if it's a regular day and you leave the house, go get some food.
I put them AC coolers
if you,
on.
If you
on,
for, if you out the house for 30 minutes to an hour,
you
yeah,
need to go take a shower.
I turn cool. Them AC, that AC be blowing through my seats. I need it.
For my nigga, you gotta get a shower for a nigga. I done did nothing. And then I done wash my ball like, damn, how the fuck dirt get on these motherfuckers again?
It just
like, it don't matter how many times.
It's dirty
nigga
as fuck.
Be sweating.
It's dirty. Atlanta, it get hot as fuck. It ain't just hot, it's humid as shit, too. So that water get on you just nasty, dirty, duh.
Thighs rubbing, that's crazy. They always been rubbing. I can't. I'm gonna be tired of that shit.
We like it. We like
it. Problems.
We like
it's
thick girl problems.
It's called chafing. Chafing.
Yeah. They just be rubbing.
Thighs
be
rubbing.
They just be together.
Yeah.
At the top, they don't even be
nigga
doing that.
Thigh be black.
Yeah. No. Like you know, the top of the thigh be a little black. Like little bit of black.
Because your whole life, literally, them hoes been like
my whole
together.
Life.
They've been kicking
grade. It since sixth grade.
Bonnie, your thighs look like that.
No.
Yeah, but everybody
you
thighs don't
lying.
Do that.
You lying for no reason.
She done got bleached.
No, I've seen people
she got bleached.
Bonnie, so your thighs don't rub?
No comment. No.
Oh, now you, today you shy. Oh, okay.
I say Ambi's fading cream is a good little, you know,
I've
little
seen
trick,
girls. I've seen three girls whose thighs ain't like that.
It's a good little trick.
I have definitely seen
it.
That
made me a few appointments.
Yeah, I done seen some shit like that. I done seen
they,
when
they
some...
They thighs don't be.
But I thought they got bleed, though, because I done seen when some... When they butt holes ain't being black, none of this shit. I done seen a lot of it.
My butthole ain't black.
You ain't got it bleached.
No, why would I get my beach butthole bleached?
You'd be surprised.
But if you trying to get some booty hole, do you care if it's bleached? Like, dead ass right here. Oh, her booty hole ain't bleached. Let me...
How does that smell?
That
sounds
like a Kanye West line.
I don't know.
You got the fuck and you like...
I would never put no bleach
on. I'm cool. You ain't bleached. You ain't
I got a partner like that, though. If he don't like how I look, like, he'll stop. Like, he'll call, like, bro... I just got down, bro. I can't even do it, bro, because I ain't like how that motherfucker look. I'm like, for real?
Cash, hold on. Let me stop
it
right there. Because I've been getting a lot of slack for this the past month on Twitter, right? And I've been saying this
Twitter
shit, and I stand on it. I do not like hairy pussy.
Wow.
Like, oh, seen no, you tweet no, that no, shit the
I,
other
I
day.
I didn't see him tweet that.
I do. Like, I feel like hairy pussy
and
need to be abolished.
And I retweeted my hairy pussy
like
video
kind of
straight
pussy
after that.
You did?
It, but it's the trail, like the little avatar strip, yeah.
Yeah, the happy trail.
The happy
right there,
trail, the landing strip.
I seen somebody with like motherfucker like this before, and I
okay,
like,
so that's completely different. Say you don't like un.
I do not
un-groomed.
Like. I don't like hairy pussy at
un-groomed.
All. I'm traumatized.
Ungroomed.
I like scarred. It sometimes. Cause sometimes it look good, like when the neck be stuck in there, when she creaming.
I need that motherfucker. I need that motherfucker look like this. Like, I need a motherfucker look like this.
Hold
nothing.
Up. Wait.
I'm dead. I'm dead. I do not like hair.
You
like,
don't like hair, but he like, that's the only reason why you like hair down here.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
See, wow.
I don't like how it be poking.
Fuck you looking
sometimes.
Like it's a grown woman, huh?
That's
I mean,
what
shit.
Shaving.
Sometimes when it's trimmed the right way and it's inside them panties, make them motherfucker look so fat and he's just like, I like the way it look when it's in there, when it's tucked all up in there, but shit, I don't know.
Throw baby.
Are y'all shaved?
Throw baby.
I got a trail like a motherfucker.
Trail me.
What's a trail?
It's like a little.
It leads you to that motherfucker.
I don't
it's
need
on
that.
You gotta follow that line.
My shit fire as fuck. Mm. Hell no.
Let me see.
It's on my shit.
He gonna keep pushing the agenda until that motherfucker hit.
I'm
telling
you. I tried to retweet it for you to change your mind. But I don't know if you saw it.
Damn, what's your
I was so in the head of fuck hairy pussy. I'm really trying to get
what's
that shit abolished. That's the next shit I'm campaigning for in the 2024 presidential elections. Mm-hmm. I need whoever need to be the president.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever need to be the president in 2024, I need y'all to abolish hairy pussy. Cause we don't
shut
need no more hairy pussy.
And we're never gonna do that.
We need to abolish hairy pussy, defund
right
hairy pussy.
He's tripping.
Okay, so all right, y'all niggas got hair law.
Okay, go ahead. It's
how y'all gonna say it about the female?
Abolish hairy pussy.
Yeah, that shit flies.
See, I like that
shit
right
is
though.
Fire.
That motherfucker make you want to eat it.
Fucking
she got that
fire.
She got that Hitler motherfucker. You got the Hitler motherfucker on your pussy.
Not the.
abolish hairy pussy. You got that. You got that Holocaust
that
pussy down
fire.
There. Get that shit out of there.
You start your tongue in the belly button
that
and
shit
then
nice
go all
and
the way
trimming.
Down.
I be taking care of mine.
Need it too.
What you say, Bonnie?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna talk about what females supposed to do with their pussy. What do y'all dick look like?
Yeah.
Right. What that?
My shit got a triangle.
Ain't no hair on my shaft.
That's it. It's a clean cut
it's
triangle.
It's a clean cut triangle.
What you use to cut it?
I go to the lady.
Oh, oh, you get your shit grown.
Yeah, I get
manscaped. What about you?
I do that shit myself.
I
do that shit myself.
I tried that shit one time and I clipped myself. I was like, oh, hell no.
It's never get in your life, huh?
Nah, I got a steady hand. I put a flashlight down there.
I can't even get myself a line up, bro.
Oh, no, I tried, dog. The best I could do is this.
I do this.
You I was talking about? Okay. Like, trying to line yourself up? That shit ain't never gonna look right.
And you keep it.
Yeah, no, I was telling. I forgot what we was talking about. But, like, if you keep looking at if you line yourself up and you keep looking at it, it's always gonna look fucked up.
It's always gonna look crooked.
Until it actually is crooked.
You need a ruler.
Niggas hands ain't steady.
Go for the line.
Niggas gonna fuck it up. By the time he done, that shit gonna be back here. Now you gotta go to the barbershop anyway.
Nah, your hair gone. You gotta wait.
Niggas' hairline be on division signs. That shit just be hella crooked as fuck.
I can imagine. That would be tragic. It's like getting fucked up eyebrows. And she's
fucked up eyebrows or fucked up sewing, anything. Ooh. You thought they laid your shit hella good. You look in the mirror, you looking dumb as shit.
You can't do nothing. You gotta wait.
Yeah. I'm taking it out.
Wait till that motherfucker grow back.
That's why I do my own shit. I'll take 2 days to do my shit right.
Yeah.
So let me
break. I would take 2 days.
Let me break up the sex page for this serious topic. I shouldn't put my news verse on. Serious topic.
This nigga.
So is forgiveness for you or the person that's saying I'm sorry?
It's for you.
And are you the asshole for not accepting the apology?
It's for you.
I feel like for both folks.
It's for you.
It's for both sides because it's just like, if they telling you that they sorry, then that mean they feel some type of way and it's on you to accept it. So it's just like, if you own up to your mistakes and then they accept it, then forgiveness could be on both ends.
I feel like my take on apologies, right? I don't accept apologies because you knew what you was doing.
Yeah,
that ain't true.
I accept apologies.
That ain't true.
I accept apologies.
Because it done been certain situations where that I know that I done fucked up, and it was cool on us to talk about it. But when I said it to somebody else, and it got back to that person, that they wasn't okay with me saying it to somebody else.
Mm.
But I didn't know the situation was that deep to the point where
okay.
I couldn't talk about
it. But it involved three parties.
Nah, it was really just us two. But then somebody asked a question, and then I gave them the answer to it. But when they told the person, it was just like, damn, why the fuck would you say that?
Yeah.
When on my end, I didn't really know that it was, you know what I'm saying, that the situation was that deep. I thought it was just me. I was just being casual, just talking.
Right,
yeah.
For the conversation.
And when it got back to me, it was a problem. And I was, you know, I was really sorry. Like, I didn't mean to. I didn't know that the situation was it was confidential.
It's different. I get it's definitely different scenarios. I know me personally, in all the situations where niggas apologize,
you can apologize how you, but I'm gonna feel how I feel. But my thing I'm gonna digest it on my own.
Yeah, I think it depends on when that apology comes to. Like, did that shit just happen? Like, if it happened yesterday and you apologize and cool, whatever, but you waited like 3-4 months to try and hit me up, you apologizing for yourself. And at that point,
right.
I can't even fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? The principle is gone.
Point,
you know what I'm saying? The principle is gone.
Okay,
so
I see what y'all saying.
I can accept an apology, you know what I'm saying, if it's within a certain time period. So I could say like 2-3 weeks. I know motherfuckers, depending on the situation, if it's a heated situation and you really got to step back and like, just so you don't say no weird shit to somebody, then I'll give it some time. But don't wait no damn year coming back like, damn, I felt fucked up, so I just wanted to apologize. Like, you only apologizing because of yourself.
Yeah.
Not because you actually give a fuck. Yeah, not because you give a fuck. If I accept apologies, because damn, I aren't this person genuine. You genuinely fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You genuinely fucked up. I feel it, whatever. I just know how to, you know what I'm saying, move around you. After
now,
that, for real.
In the beginning, I feel like if you never should have said that shit, then fuck you. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 hours later.
Fuck some bridges up fucking with
Nah, but some bridges need to be fucked up.
Exactly. You should have never said that shit. I don't care when. You should have never said that shit. So I never gave you a reason to be acting like that. So you just gonna act the ass out of nowhere, bitch. You can do that shit 2 years from now. If I apologize, if I forgive you now, I'll let you come back.
Right.
And then you gonna start
chipping
on
the situation
again.
Too.
But, man,
it depends. Yeah.
We could be talking about stealing chips.
If my loyalty is high,
we could be talking about, you know, it's a lot of shit.
But like you said, like, it depends on like the size of the situation. Yeah.
The bigger it is, the less patience I have.
Okay, so if a nigga takes some cookies from you that you really like, and you're like, man,
but if I said don't do this, I'm really not fucking with this. And you tried to push it, then it's done. Cause I was serious with you. don't do this, and you did anyway, okay, fuck it. You don't care how I feel. Fuck how you feel.
I feel like in all my situations, because I don't really fuck with too many people.
Yeah. Like, I seen you tweet about this. Like, it's a specific situation you trying to hit on or what? Because I see
ain't
you talking
no, ain't no
about
specific, but I mean, like
in any, trying to double back on some weird shit.
But because a lot of niggas will double back.
Yeah. They will. Because like, shit, though,
if you, like, if like, I'm pretty sure like once Throat Baby started taking off, you started hearing from a lot of motherfuckers that you thought, you know, was out of the picture.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers gave me the cold shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then they started trying to turn around.
But yeah.
The type of person I am, like, I don't allow people to come back into my
Exactly.
Face.
Exactly.
That type of
and I feel like to that, to like specifically the way he's saying, if you're gonna do something, please stand on that shit.
Stand on it.
Please stand on that shit forever.
Yo, stand on
that. Stand on that shit forever. Because if I say I'm done with the situation, it's been people who I have like that I was like in close proximity to that are in popping spaces now. Like, it'd be cool for me to network and reach out to them. We weren't friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, so let's switch it then. So how about the folks that is in popping situations? You was there the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then they switch up when they get to wherever they at. Have you done that to somebody?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm in the situation I am. I'm in right now. It's like, I was around a lot of folks for a minute. And, you know what I'm saying, folks would just look over me. You feel what I'm saying? And then the fact that now the table's turned, it's like they try to come back. But it's just like,
it's
how
dead.
You expect me to do
nah,
that?
Nah, I mean, saying
me like
you in a position where you winning right
what
now.
You
right. winning right now. And these is folks that was like fucking with you from day one, whether you were.
Have you turned your back on any of day one?
Yeah, have you ever been a person that been like on some weird shit?
See, if the thing with that is, folks feel like you got all the same time. If you don't have all the same time as you used to, so you can't really mess with certain folks like that. And they'll look at it as you turning your back, but you really not. It's like, if I got to do this and I'm talking to this person at this time, I'm talking to this person, I don't have time to go kick it in the hood or go on the streets
right
like
that.
And you know what I'm saying? And smoke or whatnot. But they feel like that's turning they feel like that's you turning your back, but really you working so you can get other people in the door. They don't understand that you gotta work first before you can got there and really play.
Pull motherfuckers up.
And pull folks up. Folks expect when you get on.
I never looked at it like
that. It's automatic.
It's automatic that they get on too, and that's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's real as fuck. I mean, because even with going to Clark, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of motherfuckers that we close to, you close to,
yes.
or whatever, that ain't got put in like real, not necessarily powerful situations or positions, but you know what I'm saying? They gatekeepers to certain shit. And you know, you feel a certain way if they don't fuck with you on a certain level. It's like, damn, I was there with you when you wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Really cracking type shit.
I feel that, but at the same time, it's like you got to recognize that situation that is, okay.
And move
accordingly. That's how it is. Right. But it'd be people that'll see that shit. They'll see Cash on goddamn billboards. They'll see the videos. They'll see Stina doing what she doing.
Yeah.
They'll see Cookie doing what she doing. They'll see the big homie's house. And they'll be like, oh, well, shit. I'm not popping because they didn't look out for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and Lily blame you for they fucking downfall.
A thing that people don't realize is you can't base a person's success off of you. Like, the work that they put in when you wasn't around, even though you was probably there, what you did probably didn't help them in a certain way. It's the next step that they took that got them up through
that. What they was doing when you wasn't
while
there.
You asleep.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just
because we on the same team, we going to the same practices. When them lights go off and I'm in my room alone, you don't know what I'm doing to make myself better.
Yeah.
So people attribute your success to what they was around for, when at the same time that's not what happened.
Yeah. A lot of folks pick and choose when events they gonna go to, what events they not. The events that you didn't go to
probably was the one that was cracking.
That was the one that, you know what I'm saying, opened the door. And folks will try to count like, okay, well, I did this and I did that, but even though you did that, that didn't help me. You feel what I'm saying? You trying to get to the same place that I'm going, so as far as you looking at it's helping me, you was trying to help yourself at the same time, but you was just there.
Yeah, like was it good intentions or was it genuine? Yeah, genuine?
Yeah.
And honestly, I hate counting like that because it'd be weird when you try to like, you know what I'm saying, pull check marks on your niggas or pull check marks on motherfuckers.
But,
at the same time,
you have to because niggas will take credit for your entire shit. They will say, there would be no Cash if it wasn't for me. Meanwhile, they was a minor player in your success.
In your success. Absolutely.
But I promise you, it's a nigga right now in the hood, like, that nigga wasn't shit.
Fuck this nigga. He wasn't shit when I met him.
Yeah, he wouldn't be shit if it wasn't for me.
I knew him in kindergarten.
I knew
him in kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten! Do you remember me from school? No. No, good sir. I don't know you.
It's definitely a lot of that going on. But
I knew your mama. Yeah.
Like, when I had started practicing the laws of attraction, when I started meditating, I started, like, kind of releasing a lot of the negative vibes from around me. I started cleaning myself. It was like a detox. So
the cleanse.
Yeah, when I started doing that, I started to really open my eyes and see, like, who is really there and who is really not. Like, who is there for their own purposes and who is there for, you know what I'm saying, who really there for me. Yeah. And the folks who are really there for me is still around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I looked out for, when I got signed, I looked out for them. They got their own label deal. It's a full circle thing with me. Like, I'm all about loyalty, and I stay down with the folks who stay down for me.
But I can tell you, though, what the difference is between somebody that want their credits and is bitching about their credits and somebody that actually fuck with you, they gonna sit back and let your shit shine and let your shit do what it's supposed to do and let that shit work out.
Yours.
And then when it comes to them, then they gonna be like, oh, bro, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, they humble. Humility is a motherfucker, and a lot of people don't got that shit. So, like...
Because a lot of people are on situations, they're in teams where they can't watch another motherfucker win without thinking it's supposed to be them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that shit before. Niggas be like, oh, well, why? How is this him and it's not me?
Yeah,
and it's like, bro, if that's for them, you was right here waiting for me to win. Mm-hmm. Then when we were just talking about that shit 2 weeks ago. You were just telling me how you can't wait for me to win. You can't wait for me to be on. You know I'm going to win.
That
you know
popping and you
and now I'm here and you got an attitude.
You hating on me, bro.
Like, what the fuck?
That's that fake positivity, man.
Fake positivity.
Because I feel
that's why I keep my foot on a motherfucking neck. I'm gonna ask you.
With this situation, everything that we got here, there has been zero jealousy with anything that's going on here.
Hell
with the Big Facts of Hood Rich situation, niggas like
everybody can win.
Everybody can win. Why the fuck would I hate on because they're on TV? Why would I hate?
Billions of people in the world. Billions of different markets, billions of different tastes and cultures and types of
And I be feeling like I'm tripping. I'm tripping sometimes.
I gotta, bitch, am I tripping?
Because
what the fuck?
Nah. And that's why I told y'all to watch that Biggie and Tupac documentary because, honestly, we don't know who killed them, but the whole shit had exploded. If their whole team wasn't gassed in that situation, they could have really defused that motherfucker and they could have made a fucking
A lot of big situations could be resolved.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
But it really be the niggas around you that probably really ain't for you that's really gassing that shit because they like, oh yeah, let me show him I'm really down for him. It's like, bro, that's not in my best fucking interest.
Yeah,
that's not in the interest of what my business is in. Like, that's not what my stocks is invested in. And you fucking it up trying to be quote-unquote down for me.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's what happened with fucking Biggie and Tupac. Like, they literally self-destructed from the inside out. That's how that shit fucking happened. Like, dead ass. Watch that fucking documentary, bro. Y'all niggas gonna be like,
some folks don't got the business mind. They just got the street
mind.
Yeah. And they be ready to retaliate on certain situations but not thinking, like,
chill.
That's not what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this money.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that nigga for you right now. Don't do that shit.
I try to stay out of it as much as it.
I think you've been doing a good job. I ain't heard.
I stay out the mix. I changed my life after my best friend got killed. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like from that moment forward, I made a vow to myself that you know what I'm saying. The street life, like I had to get away from it because I didn't want to end up on no shirt. So it's just like I try to stay out as much stuff, you know what I'm saying, as I can. Now, folks will get that twisted, like, oh, he ain't gonna do that, he ain't gonna do that. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm just not worried about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on bettering my life, feeding my family. I just want to eat.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, shit, that's where to go. And like I said, I think that's where a lot of people get fucked up. They let the people that quote unquote is for you or around you that feel like they down for you. Put you in a situation where they trying to make you pick and choose between the quote-unquote industry life and your old life. And it's like, bruh.
You will pick them over us, bruh?
Yeah, fuck that. It's called growth, regardless. It's called elevation, regardless.
I went eating when I was doing this.
But I also feel like your niggas not going to want to see you in no fucked up situation.
In no weird, where I can fucking die, my nigga? Like,
so I got another question, right? So if you around, like, if you around people that are doing certain shit, they got you in, like, I guess a position of... where you might be able to break through, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't ever put you on. So, like, my question is, if your niggas is niggas that are in these positions of power or whatever and they never put you on, are those really your niggas?
I think it's a standard. I ain't gonna say that it wasn't really your niggas. It's a standard, so I ain't gonna lie to you. If I say I'm a fucking A&R somewhere and I got some folks that grew up doing music or whatever, I know for a fact your music has been fucking shitty. Like, you don't got it. Will I sit there and put and help develop you? Absolutely. But will I just automatically say, yeah, well, I'm an A&R and I work for this big record label, so I'm finna put this motherfucker on? Absolutely not. You have some development that needs to be done. So we can start there. And if that development doesn't help and we don't, we can find a different position for you.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, like, just would they just keep you in the shitty position?
Yeah. I was in that predicament for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the predicament for a long time, and I was writing, giving out ideas, concepts, and everything. And, like, some folks just don't want to see you grow further than them, so they'll keep you at a level
win, but
as
not more
possible.
Than me.
Yeah, so
they'll keep you in a comfortable, like a good position.
And
but
sometimes I don't even be in a good position. It'd be is they want you to be they want you to be their do boy. And
been there.
I had a point in my life where I had to break away from that situation.
So it's a solid situation, but it's not a situation that's progressive for you.
Yeah. Nah, it ain't solid though.
Cause I mean, that's
the question.
Yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't a solid situation.
It's not.
They want you to be the peon.
Yeah.
And
they be happy with you being the peon.
They be happy with you being the peon because they feel like they still got that power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Because low key they fake do it unless you working on your own moves on the side.
Right.
Which, I mean, you should be doing anyway, but yeah,
a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, they sit
like,
there and put all their eggs in one basket.
They'll be like, say a nigga got down, a nigga do make it rapping. He the nigga out the hood do make it rapping. So it's like, all my success and everything that I'm going to tie myself to is going to be behind that nigga.
Yeah.
But I had that conversation with myself. Not that I was ever doing that, but like, my thing was, I ain't never want my name to be tied to another nigga.
Right,
because at the end of the day,
I'm gonna what they did for you, what they didn't.
But
do
not
for
even
you.
That. It's like I'm gonna live and die on my own.
Right,
like I'm gonna have a family on my own. I don't want that shit tied to another person.
Yeah.
Like I don't want whether we eat or starving or not to be tied to the success of another person.
Yeah,
I had a whole 2 years of my life where I had to just pull back and I had to regroup myself from, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff. And in that 2 years, after I did that, things started to finally work for myself. Then me, you know what I'm saying, trying to ride somebody else's wave, I started to create my own wave.
Yeah.
So, I find that be the best because, like you said, can't nobody be like, I did that or I did this. Like, nah, but I went out here and did it on my own. I probably used to be around, but in those 2 years, I separated myself, you feel what I'm saying? And I started doing it on my own, so no connection that you thought you gave me or that you brought me around, I ain't used none of that. I ain't used no name. I did it my own. I did it my own way.
That's real shit.
That's real shit.
And that's what we talk about when saying, like, standing 10 toes down, like, even though it's some weird shit, stand on what the fuck you say and stand on how you is and who you is and what you mean, like,
ain't
no go back.
I can respect the nigga that did, if you did some goofy shit that I didn't personally agree with, cool, okay, you did some goofy shit. But don't try to make me feel bad for reacting to that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, 6ix9ine, he perfect example. That nigga really don't give a fuck. I don't know if y'all watch the I'm gonna put y'all on these documentaries, that's my favorite shit to do.
Somebody documentaries. Need to get his bitch ass for real.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he could be bitch ass, however, he can't do certain shit if motherfuckers, if it ain't the audience for it.
Yeah.
And it's a whole audience for that shit. They love that shit.
When he came at me, he thought I was going to react to
what? He came at you?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that.
What's up?
You don't be getting, Cash.
Go to Instagram real quick.
When did this happen?
I'm about to say,
like,
when
last
did?
Week.
Oh, this is recent.
Go to Instagram.
What's the name? What?
Shade Room.
Shade. If it's last week, we just gotta Google that shit.
Shade
Room
be posting.
I can show you exactly where is it.
Put that up.
But outside of that though, that nigga he do goofy shit because he know for a fact he gonna get a response from motherfuckers. And obviously, clearly, you wasn't one of them. However. It's a whole documentary on how this nigga been doing this shit since he was fucking 15 years old. He been literally wearing shirts that say HIV, shirts that say pussy, shirt that say anything to catch people's attention.
So you saw what he put out on Twitter today, which I think
he a hype beast.
Like, he put this shit on Instagram today. I think this shit is crazy because we just posted some shit from last week's
He's
episode.
He's a hype beast.
When we was talking about him.
He's a hype beast.
And he posted a video today wearing a shirt with King Von King on it. Von.
Hype beast. If that nigga, he does anything to get attention.
King Von respond to this
literally what any and I feel like how he feels is any attention, any publicity, bad or good, is publicity, period.
Yeah, they
so
say
it
that,
don't
though.
Matter
they say all publicity is good publicity.
Let me see
good publicity
drive the boat with the drive the boat to the bank with a one hit. So what did he say?
Right. He's on
them
two.
Oh, these two. Okay, okay. The King of New York, though. You are one hit wonder. Please take a seat. So you're telling me.
I did see that.
Over Biggie and Jay-Z. Oh, 6ix9ine, nigga.
So you like when he, so when, so
you
when
put your baby mama and kids.
So when he, so when 6ix9ine, so when 6ix9ine came at you, like what was your first initial reaction?
I don't really be into tough. I don't even like social media like yeah. that. So I wasn't really into like trying to do too much or say like what can be done or what happened. Cause
you
like
won't let me share
for
me
one anything. Thing. Like, you can't beef with the feds.
Yeah.
Right. You can't. What I'm like, they gonna you're not win gonna every win. Time. You're not gonna exactly.
win. So, it's just like, shit, I ain't, oh, I wasn't really into it. I ain't feed into it. I just said what I said and left it at that. Like, it is what it is.
So,
like, mm-hmm. it don't be no point into going into it and trying to argue over the internet with nobody. Like, if you see me, you see me. But if you don't, that's you right. don't. Like I say, I try to stay as far away from the negativity as possible. You feel what I'm saying? I asked the question. He got mad at the question. It is what it is. Like,
and people will say shit behind the keyboard and the screen that they know they would never say. You just know you
yeah,
would,
the internet
you
does
know
give
you would never
a whole
say
bunch
this.
Of,
you know you would never
whole
say
a whole bunch
this.
Of goddamn, what's the word I'm looking for?
Keyboard
courage.
Courage.
Yeah.
I'm going to
call it keyboard courage and anatomy. Yeah.
I literally just saw my friend, like my one of my closest friends. I'm like, bro, you got people hitting you up and you finna elevate. Literally, a goofy is going to self-destruct. It ain't really too much shit you got to fucking do.
Be on some kamikaze shit.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. A goofy going to self-destruct they self because they so fucking weird and goofy. They gonna self-destruct on their own.
Yeah.
So giving them that attention and that fucking platform to move forward, that's the only reason why that nigga is moving how he moving.
Yeah.
Because he didn't got the platform to move forward. He been doing this shit since MySpace.
I ain't think too tough on it because what folks don't even know is I just put this song out. Your favorite artist was a one-hit wonder before the next song came
exactly.
out. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So when folks say one-hit wonder this, one-hit, okay, cool. I'm still a developing artist. Like, it's a process. It takes time.
You still
like,
a wonder.
Yeah, that's stuff don't like, happen overnight. Yeah. You feel me? So when folks try to hit me with the okay, one-hit, okay, that don't faze me. Because one thing for sure, I can look at my bank account, I can look at my house,
yeah,
I can look at everything,
and
I'd be like, look.
80% of the motherfuckers talking
exactly.
shit.
This shit coming in.
90%.
What hit you guys?
The thing is, when folks don't even know, out this song, I haven't even, the check come by yearly, so
yeah.
the real check from it,
I ain't even hit that
ain't
much.
Even hit yet.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's going to come a whole Cash App drop, and the video dropping Thursday. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, so, before we get into Cash App, I still got some throat baby questions.
Yeah.
So we seen the video. I got questions about the video, but let me start with the semi-star of the video, Miss Tiana Trump.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
How do we go about casting Tiana Trump in this video?
Tiana, she
hit y'all up?
Nah.
Okay.
She just the perfect.
That's the supreme throat goat.
Yeah, I told supreme. You.
Who throat better, yours or Tiana?
Who throw better? I never seen Tiana throw, so.
She sucked 10 dicks at one time.
Wow.
Wait, what?
That's
she went to the whole construction site and just sucked the whole construction site up like one by one.
But not at the same exact
that's
time.
Impossible.
Like,
that's
impossible.
That's what
you know?
I'm thinking this bitch.
You can do two.
Immaculate.
Have you done two?
Yes, you can do two. So is it
you had two dicks in your mouth in one? This is that type of show, baby.
No, not at once. Like, they was in my face. I got one mouth. What?
I'm saying, but
she
niggas
had like three of them in her mouth at one time. She had
okay,
three.
Step
yeah,
your mouth
okay.
up. Step your mouth up. Rookie mouth having ass. You's not a throat goat.
I never seen Tiana Trump. I'm
get out of here.
Gonna
she's a mattress
now.
Actress. That's what we was talking
so,
about.
So did Tiana Trump get to Cash?
You know that
he don't kiss
that conversation
tail.
Is you know
yeah
we'll
talk about
shit,
it.
I ain't gonna make it seem like it did. I ain't gonna make it seem like it didn't. But that's just a question. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta keep it playing all the time.
It takes two
people to answer. If we ask her, she probably gonna say yes.
It was practice.
Tiana's a chatty patty.
She is the chattiest.
Nah.
She be on Twitter getting it on.
Keep it playing all the time. All
right, well, we...
You know, and niggas been lost that code. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, we lost
niggas
it
Niggas been
here.
Lost that...
I got big titties, though, so... I do like big titties. So I
this
want.
This is incredible. You need physical help. This nigga is outrageously horny.
I need therapy.
That's what he be tweeting all the time. Therapy. This nigga is outrageous. This is the Johnny Bravo of 2021.
No, I'm Howard Stern of 2021.
Ooh, you don't want to be that nigga? You do not want to be nobody Howard Stern.
Yeah, what y'all know about him that I know? I don't
that
know
nigga that. Is under law. He has gotten hit with some shit.
I don't know who that is.
Well, excuse me.
Cases, nigga. You wanna be a Johnny Bravo.
I'll tell you, because he don't exist for real, for real.
You
okay.
know what I'm saying? A Johnny Bravo, where that nigga did any and everything to get
y'all
to the next
Y'all made me look
bitch.
Up Howard Stern.
Damn. Howard Stern, yeah.
Howard Stern.
So the throat goes in the building. We need, so what is the technique? How do y'all get it in?
Gotta relax.
You gotta like
him.
I don't suck dick, so.
You don't suck dick?
Man, I heard this shit so many times. A motherfucker literally told me she don't suck dick, and then one day she just pulled up on me and said she felt like sucking dick, and I said, I thought you don't suck dick.
Sucking dick is
fun. Did she suck dick?
Hell yeah. I said, God.
Wait, so you don't?
No.
She's fucking childish.
She's lying. She can't even look straight. She can't even
look straight. Why she rolling around?
I'm over here tipsy, so
man. Yeah.
You ain't even drunk shit.
That's not why you're
not in. I had three cups. That is not why you're not in.
Cookie.
Throat. Look, Cardi, you got to stuff it in the back of your throat to make your mouth get wetter. And then.
Can we have
it's like a gag reflex.
Boy, leave me the fuck alone.
She said get on the Ollie
the bottle. We need.
I'm not doing shit. I'm just going to tell you.
Tell me
your imagination.
Tell me this.
I said the back of your throat to make your mouth get wet, like about to throw up, and then you like while this.
So how do you work through the throw up?
Nothing.
That's a gag reflex thing.
Yeah, you just gotta thug it out.
You gotta
just close
your eyes. On this stuff called deep throat.
No, you don't. You thug it.
You know all of the shit. You been inside Tokyo Vanity?
No, I be in Starships. I be in both of them.
Starships.
Oh, you go to Tokyo. You didn't answer that. You go to Tokyo.
Yeah, you said you was real low key.
Don't be doing that.
Okay.
No, but nah.
You better keep going.
I had found out about the deep throat when they was like, cause your song that they sold out. Like it sold out era.
I'm like, damn.
Let's just play that song in Tokyo Vanity.
It numbs you. You
at the hot tea
so you don't throw up.
Yo.
I just know you just gotta fight. You just gotta.
I like the washing machine.
Thought you just
you gotta go
through
your nose. You gotta just breathe.
She made me go crazy.
Wow.
The washing machine.
So do you or don't you like head? I'm trying to.
Started to gradually go to it, but I still don't really like it though.
I don't like
it. So the throat baby song creator.
This nigga's a fraud.
Do not like head.
You're a phony.
I don't like head.
I like to please a woman, so I couldn't.
So you like giving head?
Okay. Yeah, I like to eat the pussy.
I hate
okay.
it. Okay. I don't like
what I'm
head.
Saying? But I done heard, what? I done heard women. I done heard
y'all
women
need
say
each
that.
Other.
Get that itchy beer off my pussy.
No. Huh? I done heard
what?
Women say
itchy
that.
Ass
beer. And so they experience the real, you know what I'm saying? So they experience that motherfucker. They be like, God damn, nigga. I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying? This is it right here.
So you don't like getting head, but you like giving head.
I hate
you like titties. Like, you're not an ass man.
Oh no! I grip the ass though, but
you
I
can grip it. But
like,
is that what you prefer?
Titties, like when I see some titties just pop out the shirt and no nipples just look at you, like shit made me hard.
Really? You suck on titties? Yeah.
I suck on titties. Hell yeah!
Just why one. Do you start me fucking sucking on titties? Well, I was like,
just
damn,
one.
Well, I'm getting some dick and
you
suck on titties.
Yeah, you suck
that
on the titty while you
crazy.
Fuck.
I never
that is
fine.
A good thing.
I never experienced that. That's
good thing.
Crazy. That's why I like tall niggas, cause tall niggas can't do
it. They can't do it. They whole body makeup is fucked up.
A nigga 6'2", he can't suck on him. I'm 5'3".
Love
I'm
tall
5'4".
Niggas.
Nigga can't suck on my titties and he all the way up here.
Then I always thought your titties was big.
Yeah, I need a nigga 5'10".
They both got some good titties. I've been looking at those like the color of my eye.
What?
That's your bitch. Let it go.
Letting your neck complain, your throat be shoved, your throat tie make you
so,
choke.
So, before we get out of here, this the vote baby. How did this
vote baby?
Oh shit! Man, the vote baby.
How did the vote baby?
Hold on, look. Now, see, when I got the call now. About it, you feel what I'm saying? Like I always felt like my voice was overlooked. So when I seen that I could use my voice in a positive way. I was like, why not do it? So I did it, and my whole county came out strong. You feel what I'm saying?
You did it in a parking lot of a church.
I didn't say throat baby, though. I changed all the words. The same way I did with go baby, I changed the words to vote baby. You feel what I'm saying? Encourage
I want to come vote with
that.
You.
I fuck with that, though.
All my friends coming
to just like the whole, the stripper PSA, I fuck with it. If it's a way to get to motherfuckers, then fuck with it. I'll outside Biden be fucking us over. I ain't gonna tell you.
We got them folks in. We got them folks in.
Got them folks in.
They better come up with it 2,000.
And then they said 1,400 trying to fucking coincide with the,
we need this 2,000.
We need two bands, nigga.
We finna goddamn.
We finna haul some shit ransom for.
I think I seen some voter fraud. I think I'm gonna tell them what I know.
I think I'm gonna tell them what I know,
Biden. It will get to 2,000.
Okay, cause nigga, shit, it's really looking like this nigga done played us for a fool.
Man, look,
trying to pay
man.
My lawyer fees. Fuck.
Damn, what you been doing?
That's some bullshit. Damn, here and there.
You fucking wildin', man.
We around.
Cash, what we got coming up, man?
The tape Cash Only just dropped. Right now, we're working on the deluxe. It got a lot of good features on there. We got Tusi, the baby city girl. Shout out to Mulatto. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Cash Out video dropping this Thursday.
Okay.
So it's going to be out by the time this come out. Okay.
Yeah. Cash Out video dropping
what's
Thursday.
What's your Instagram?
BRSKSH.
Okay. Yeah. Now, speaking of Big Homie Lotto, why the fuck? Okay, I feel like can't nobody even take a picture with her without being romantically linked with her. Because y'all was, the team was out in the slopes with her.
For sure.
Like, everybody. Not just you and her. The whole team was out there in the slopes.
For sure.
And niggas was like, oh, Cash is dating Mulatto. What?
So were y'all dating?
Nah, we gang
that.
That's
y'all
fam.
That's
yeah.
I mean, I feel like every woman that look fine as fuck, she take a picture with a nigga that's popping, she gets sexualized. So that ain't nothing new.
But while we here, Mulatto, can we please take a picture so I can get my shit off the ground? like, as soon as the picture drop, I'm dropping a single.
On me. Hey, bro, me? Go on.
That's
go on.
All it takes. Mulatto takes picture with fat bald guy.
Hey, man.
But so that's not something that's happening. We said this shit earlier, man. I feel like Mulatto about to be the hottest female rapper, if not the hottest rapper.
She up there.
Anytime I think of, like, I was doing some show, and they was saying, like, what girl said their verse? All my answer was Mulatto, because, shit, that's the only person I can think about. They were going crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm shit.
Honestly, that Mulatto, that no hook, I just listened to it today on YouTube. Fucking went crazy.
They sleeping on that long way.
Yeah.
That long way.
Sex Lies, that's a popping one.
Sex Lies,
that motherfucking shit.
Sex Lies, definitely hard.
Sex Lies, hard as fuck. She got a video to it, too.
Yeah, that shit. Shout out to Big Lotto, man. Shout out to their whole team, man. So, man, but this is episode 53 of the Big Homie House. We got stop. Stop doing.
I'm just looking at myself.
Do it again.
I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Okay.
You can't see past your titties?
No, nigga.
Oh, that's a real thing.
That big.
I can't see. I had to lift them up.
Oh, we gotta get you on a yam cam, baby.
Damn.
I'm about to say, but it ain't even something else more than a yam cam. It gotta be like,
no,
she got titties.
We haven't put, the yams is titties too, but she got to sit on the table.
Yeah, I think that is a valid situation.
Sit on the table.
All right, hold on, because I'm going to have to get this on my
Instagram.
Yeah,
you got to move.
I'm going to have to get this on my Instagram.
You
going to
refill it.
I'm going to refill it, yeah.
Somebody
what?
They shoving.
Shit,
you hear that music?
That's it's a studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Send me that video.
Yeah, wait.
And I'm.
You don't want to view it, but you came in.
Okay, wait. So you sitting the ass on the table?
You gotta sit the ass on the table.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Lord,
Do that again.
Yeah.
But you gotta take the jacket off because they can't see you.
But say, so you looking like you at the, what's it called?
At Sunday school.
At the library.
Fuck y'all.
I know. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's okay. Here we hold it.
Hold that. It's the yam can. Sit the cups on. Like, ooh.
Man, they can't get the view.
Get the view.
Am big I gonna flip? I'm just.
Big Homie Cookie.
Okay, I can. You
feeling comfortable?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna flip until you
said you flipping. You flip tables?
Little tables.
This ain't no little table.
This is sturdy.
Hey guys, surprise! Hey episode 50.
Titty bounce.
Hey guys, surprise!
Ooh, wait, hold. Titty
bounce.
Hey guys, surprise! Episode 53 of the Big Homie's House. This is going to OnlyFans.
This man is crazy.
Okay. Episode 53 of the Big Homie's House. We got the yams in the building. Big Homie Cookie. Big Homie Stina. Big Homie Cash. Big Homie Bonnie. The homies is in the building.
Always.
Let's go.
Per.